Track 8. Norfolk in 10 places. Imagine having to whittle down the history of Norfolk to 100 places and then reduce it to 10. We asked the team behind this year's A History of Norfolk in 100 Places to pick two of their absolute favourite sites, each.
Burgh Castle. It's still difficult to believe that Norfolk still has Burgh Castle, a Roman fort, complete on three sides with walls, still 20 feet high, said Peter Wade Martins, who's been Norfolk's county archaeologist and director of Norfolk Archaeological Trust. It stands in a magnificent setting overlooking the River Waveney and Halvergate marshes. People who visit come for the bird watching as much as they do for the archaeology.
Castle Acre. So much archaeology to see in one place, with a castle, a fine church, a planned town, and a priory, all set within the beautiful Nar Valley. As the guidebook says, the carving in the west front of the priory church is one of the most famous and beautiful of all 12th century facades. But don't forget to look out for one of the most intact medieval toilet blocks in Britain, says Peter.
Great Yarmouth Town Wall. Until photographing the wall for the book, I had no idea that so much of the wall remained, said pilot and photographer John Fielding. Spotting the various sections of the wall from an aeroplane high above the town presented a challenge, as the structure is sometimes nearly lost amongst the labyrinth of old buildings.
St. Julian's Cell, Norwich. I'm proud to be a Norwich man and would like the world to know that our city was home to the very first woman to write a book in English, said John.
Great Barn, Hocombe Park. Norfolk is still known as primarily an agricultural county, and the Great Barn in Hocombe Park is a symbol of this, said historian Susanna Wade Martins. It was built by Thomas William Cook between 1784 and 1792 to be visited by his guests to the hall. It's now a monument to the improvement of agriculture of the time, as Ironbridge and Colebrookdale still are for the Industrial Revolution.
Norwich Union Headquarters. Norwich was famous as a financial centre with several well-known banks and one of the earliest insurance companies, said Susanna. By the 1860s, it had become Norwich Union, now Aviva. Its impressive office in Surrey Street, with Grecian exterior and marble central hall, was built in 1903-4, designed by the Norwich architect George Skipper to exude solid reliability and to reassure policyholders of the society's strength and prosperity. It is one of the finest Edwardian office buildings in the country.
Seahenge. Even after more than 20 years studying them, Seahenge and its sister circle fascinate me intensely, said archaeologist, historian and geographer David Robertson. I think it's the combination of wood that has survived for 4,000 years, the collective effort that went into constructing them, how we can read them to try and understand Bronze Age beliefs, and their evocative location on the northwest Norfolk coast.
Godwick. Walking along the sunken streets, it's possible to imagine the houses and yards that once stood beside them, and the lost old hall, seat of the Drury and Cook families, said David. Less easy to believe is this place was once the home of one of the most powerful men in Elizabethan and Jacobean England, Sir Edward Cook, who presided over the trials of Guy Fawkes and Walter Raleigh for treason.
Burney Arms. Broadland is a part of my heritage, as I've grown up and lived here all my 82 years, said pilot and photographer Mike Page. The picture of Burney Arms Mill is particularly poignant for me, as windmills and wind pumps form a huge part of Broadland history.
Caister St. Edmund. During drier periods, the view from above can change almost daily as the layout of Roman streets and sometimes buildings begin to appear. This year has given us the driest period for many years, and this has exposed hundreds of intriguing crop marks fields throughout Norfolk. Caister has already shown fabulous definition of the Roman streets.
For the full historic tour of Norfolk from the footprints of people living here via castles, workhouses, mansions, markets and airfields to Norwich Forum, see A History of Norfolk in 100 Places by David Robertson, Peter and Susanna Wade Martins, John Fielding and Mike Page.